week 6 in the NFL. And the Birds sit at 2-3 behind the Cowboys and Redskins. With a 21% chance to make the postseason, the Eagles travel to the Meadowlands to take on Eli Manning and the New York Giants. With a very weak NFC East, is this a must-win for the Birds? This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live from Valley Brook Country Club. Now, here's your host, Ron Jaworski.
Oh, good evening, everyone. A raucous crowd on hand here at Riley's Pub at the Valley Brook Country. Settle those folks down. We got a big game tomorrow night. Welcome, everyone. Of course, tonight's show is brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzavecchia, they'll take good care of you. We are brought to you by Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, driving reliably fast speeds, even during those peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. We are brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort in Bally's Atlantic City, Wild Wild West, are now taking bets at their new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We're brought to you by Bradford White, Nick Jaffray, and all the fine folks at Bradford White Water Heaters. Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the very, very best. And, of course, Miller Lite. We have specials, $2.50. Miller Lights, everybody likes that. They're all lined up at the bar. I see the whole gang. Yeah, they're regulars. They're regulars. We got soulmates here. We got soul players. We got Torres Jones, Dwayne Hollis. We got Miller Lite girls, cheerleaders. We got Kenny. We got Bob. We got all kinds of good, loving people here, because we got Miller Lite and Mark Kramer, Brandon Dalton. They do all the hard, heavy lifting. And I also have two of the finest wide receivers in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles joining me on my right, number 81, Jason Avant. 346 receptions, 4,118 yards, Jason Avant, and my very special friend and special guest, Harold Carmichael, who deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. True. The 70s All-Decade Team, the Eagles Hall of Fame, the 75th Anniversary Team, 6'8", 235-pound wide receiver. And Jason, he could run, and he could run, too.
Great player.
Hey, great to have you guys with us. Jason, all right, you heard the big intro, right? Must win. Is it a must win? Yeah. 2-3, tomorrow night at the Meadowlands. Give me your gut feeling. How big is this game tomorrow?
It's a very big game from a couple of different standpoints. I don't necessarily believe it's a must win for the division. I think the Eagles have to prove to themselves that they can compete with the likes of the Rams and the Saints and the upper echelon teams in NFC. So you want to keep pace with those teams and not necessarily focus on the bottom half of the NFC, which is your division at this point. So I think that they got to go out and play well, get rid of the mistakes, the penalties, different things like that, mental errors. You see these things happening to teams that miss the playoffs, so they have to get over those things in order to play well this game.
Yeah, Harold, you've been around a long time. You've worked within the Eagles organization for many, many years, not only as a player, but as a guy that was with this group for a long, long time. So you have a pretty good gut feeling and sense of how things are down at the NovaCare Center. How important is the game tomorrow night? As Jason just said, you know, we're at 2-3, we're kind of like in the middle of the pack. We're not talking defending the Super Bowl now. Now we're talking how do we win, you know, the NFC East. So have we fallen that far in a short time?
Well, you know, I've always said in the past that you have to win in late October, November, and December. Hopefully they started turning it around this week, going up New York way, and try to get that win there because, again, the NFC right now is struggling, trying to uphold their the trophies that they used to have years ago.
The NFC East is now, NFC Least.
Yeah, exactly. They used to rule the whole NFL at one time. But, I have a great, a good feeling about tomorrow. I think a lot of people are going to be kind of, they were shaken and waking a little this week, and they understand that they got to play better. You know, we talked about penalties. It's very tough to play football now. You know, the penalties are very tit and tat right now. Guys just got to kind of deal with it for a while because I'm quite sure they're going to adjust these rules because it's very tough.
Harold, no excuses allowed here. No excuses. Well, Jason, wait. Let me. I got two wide receivers right here.
Yeah.
How can you have alignment problems as a wide receiver and have dumb penalties because you don't know where to line up.
Well, that's,
how does that happen?
It shouldn't happen as a receiver because most of the time you're the end man on the line of scrimmage, so you can see if the tight end's on the ball or not, and you can see if you need to step up on the ball or not. The penalty that they had last week of illegal formation, they actually did that three times in a row. The referee just got tired of it and called it one time.
Exactly.
It was weird. Don't you look at the side judge and you say, am I okay?
Yeah. Well,
and he usually nods,
that's,
and you're okay.
But when we play run, you couldn't do that. He would not tell you that you should get back.
Let it go, Harold.
I can't.
You look
at the official like that, and he says, you know, get your hands on his shoulder. That's your job to line up. You know, guys, yeah. I'm okay. You know, they say, yes, okay. But that's their job to be able to line up in the correct position and how far back off the ball or how far you should be on the ball.
Yeah, that's one of those things that it's not just the receivers, it's the offense. But the team, but mostly the offense, they're starting in first and 15 a bunch, just with pre-snap penalties. They're leading the league. For the first five games of the season, they've been 30 to 32nd in the league in penalties, which is last. And they're having a bunch of mental errors, things that veteran players are doing, oversetting in pass protection, shooting with the wrong hand on a Thielen touchdown. All you have to do is shoot with your left hand. You knock that ball down and you play from the one. Different things like that, just mental errors.
You know, there's been a lot of talk right now that the Eagles have become one-dimensional, a pass-happy team. We see kind of the physicality of the team being taken away. Last week, you know, 12 handoffs. Now, I mean, that's not going to get it done. And I know both you guys were in locker rooms, all three of us, for many, many years, and we know the offensive line mentality. You know, they don't want to retreat all the time. They want to come off the ball and hit people. They want to run the football. Do you believe that on Monday morning, this offensive line went into offensive line coach Jeff Stoutland and said, hey, coach, let's go, man. We got one of the best offensive lines of football, and we're too crazy pass happy. Where's our balance? Where's our equilibrium? Harold, you got to imagine there was some discontent among that offensive line group on Monday.
Well, you know that had to happen. You know, Coach Stout, he's probably went crazy in the meeting rooms, you know what I'm saying? You know, probably talking to the offensive coordinator. We need to run the ball more. You know, you've heard that cliche all the time. The run sets up the pass. You know, I think these days, not only with the Eagles, a lot of teams are now saying the pass sets up the run. So we have to really now focus on running the ball. The offensive linemen, they want to tee off on these defensive linemen. That's their chance of really getting them back, rather being, you know, getting hands, where you can't hand slap anymore, but trying to get bulldozed back and the moves and all. But yeah. the running, the offensive linemen get a chance to really tee off on offensive linemen, defensive linemen.
You know, you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guests, Harold Carmichael and Jason Avant, and we are breaking down the wide receiving core of this Philadelphia Eagle team. I think it's a good receiving core. It's just out of sync right now. I mean, just see the timing just isn't there. And, you know, there's a lot of years at this table right now of NFL experience. And we all know it's a timing and rhythm game. It's that tenth of a second, that two-tenths of a second that really impacts the outcome of the play between a quarterback and a wide receiver. How long do you guys think it will take? Jason, I'll throw it to you before. Really, the Carson Wentz esprit de corps, that timing with receivers comes back to 100%.
Well, it's going to take guys practicing. You know, Alshon has been missing a lot of practice lately.
Yep.
It's going to take that type of communication and also camaraderie in the locker room, that type of repetition to get that. So as long as guys are not practicing, it's going to be hard to be in sync on Sundays. But if the line doesn't protect, the receivers are always a secondary position. You need running backs to protect. You need line to protect in order to get the ball. So they have what it takes in order to get open in this league. I still think that they're missing a vertical threat. If you look at the Eagles, they're in the middle of the pack when it comes to plus 20-yard plays. If you look at the Eagles, they're tied for first in drops in the league. So they're having a bunch of negative plays that are happening. Zach Ertz is playing well from the tight end position. Nelson Aguilar is playing well. But if you look at their numbers, their average yard per catch is way low, and that doesn't equate to winning. that higher number is going to equate to winning. Getting that 15, 16, 17 yards per catch is going to equate to winning. So we got to get more explosive plays.
You know, Jason, you mentioned an interesting statistic, and I think the game right now is about big plays, explosive plays. That's what defenses try to stop, and that's what offenses try to garner. You look at this Eagle team, right now they have 17 runs of 10 yards or more, which is considered an explosive play.
Yeah.
And only 14 pass plays of 20 yards or more,
exactly,
which is below the middle of the pack. And this is a team that historically, at least under Doug Peterson, they've lived off those explosive kind of plays.
You know what? It tends to believe that he's missing Frank and he's missing DeFilippo. He's missing those guys because if you think about last year, just think about all of the creative ways that guys were running free down the field, or there was mismatches, or Nelson Aguilar ended up on a linebacker or ended up on a defensive end trying to pass, trying to drop out in coverage. Like, that creativity and play calling is not the same this year. So those are some of the things that are adding to that. To get back on the run game, Jaws, the Eagles are averaging 4.4 yards a carry, which is around the 10th, 11th range in the NFL. That's pretty good. And they're not running it that much. So there's no reason we should be passing the ball as much as we are, seeing the success we're having in the run game. But when we do pass it, we have to make it count and not just dinking and dunking. When you're dinking and dunking, you have to be perfect. And you can't overcome negative plays. When you get explosive plays, you can overcome some of the false starts and maybe a hold or a drop here and there.
Jason, now, you know, just watching you the years that you were with the Eagles, just watching you work the hash marks, between the hash marks and the numbers, I don't know if we have a person that can do it like you. I've always been really excited about watching you work that inside play. Again, you have to have that outside, that deep threat,
yeah,
a lot of times to get that you open, that they got open. We had Deshaun Jackson and Macklin and stuff running deep on it. And had you working, I mean, never seen anybody work those hash marks like,
come on, Harold.
I'm serious, Harold. But, you know, the way you
take
work.
Take that as stuff, a compliment.
Wait, you know, you have to have that run game, because a lot of times we're getting like, third and 15, third and 10. You know, we've got to run that ball and, you know, get those 4 yards, get those 5 yards, you know, break a 10-yard run every now and then, because you got to get those manageable third downs.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, we get caught up in that a lot.
Yeah.
So I think we need to run the ball, and I think we have, you know, everybody's talking about Ajayi. I think we still have that running ability with Corey Clemens, and also was Smallwood.
Yep.
But you know, don't you, Harold, it's going to be a different style of run. You don't have that bell cow running back, so you're going to see, you know, who knows when Darren Sproles go back, and I think that's a guy you need back, that satellite guy that can create favorable matchups. And you know, so you're not going to have that one guy you can count on.
Well, Darren is not going to be a three-down back for you.
Well, he never was.
You got to have that power runner, and you got to have Darren Sproles in there to be become a threat,
yeah.
You know, those swing passes, those screen passes. You need him for that, those types of things, you know. But he's not going to be that third down. I mean, a three down running back. So a lot of people are saying, Darren Sproles, I want to see him back because he creates havoc. You know, you got to make sure you got to put a guy on the guy.
Harold, I think both for both of you guys, I think that Corey actually can do that.
Yeah.
I think that when you get a guy to the Big Ten that's used to smash mouth football in Wisconsin, big lineman running it straight, I think that he can do that. And if you look at Ajayi's play, he was doing a lot more jump cutting than normal this year.
That's what happened.
So they didn't necessarily have a bell cow run it for Bruiser anyway. And I think that once Corey is healthy, he can be that power runner that we need. And I think we have a nice balance. And people don't know this, but Smallwood is averaging 6 yards a carry, which is one of the higher average per carries for the number of carries that he has in the National Football League. So I think that he's running the ball really tough.
So is this a game, as we looked at playing the Giants tomorrow night, you know, up at MetLife Stadium, the Giants are vulnerable against the run. Is this the game where Doug's got to say, okay, I need to get the physical type of style from this offensive line. I need to hammer this ball inside. Could this be the game where it becomes a mano on a mano? We're not worried about RPOs, spreading it out, all those other things that are now dynamic in the National Football League. But is this kind of one of those, okay, let's get back to the basics of football and hit them in the mouth?
I'm quite sure they're going to get a game plan this. You know, I'm quite sure Duck has heard a lot this week from running the ball, So, you know, a lot of people don't understand. A lot of times you have to take what the other teams give you. You know, sometimes I think maybe the Ducks saw, well, we got to throw the ball. They got to throw the ball, you know, because they're in a certain formation, there's a certain defense. So
yeah.
Hopefully this week they, you know, come up with, you know, being a running team again.
Well, to piggyback off of you, based on the defensive strength, you want to counter what they're doing to you. And this week the Giants is 27th against the rush. So we should see a healthy dose of the run game this week. And they're the best thing that the Giants do, period. Better than passing it, better than running it offensively on their end, is their pass coverage. They're actually pretty good versus the pass. I believe that they're like eighth or so in pass defense, and they have Landon Collins and Janoris Jenkins and Eli Apple. They have guys that can cover you. So we need to run the ball a little bit more this week.
I thought last week they were saying that Minnesota's secondary wasn't that good as that. So, you know.
Well, historically, their secondary is good. They just haven't been playing well this year because they're missing.
Trey Waynes is out, so you got your
right.
And you got Everson Griffin out, which can't rush the pass.
You heard that all last week and stuff, that their secondary, we can beat their secondary. So, you know, hopefully that we get this thing together with this running game and to set up the pass.
Yep.
All right, let me ask you this question, because this is one that everyone's been talking about right now, and it's the secondary. Jalen Mills getting blamed for the Flyers loss last night. You know, I'm like, everything that goes wrong, Jalen Mills' fault. You know, you got a warm beer. Jalen Mills' fault.
Everybody loves Jalen right
the
now.
The poor guy people have amnesia around here. You think of, you know, how well he played last year. Yeah, he's given up some big plays, and quite honestly, you know, you guys have played against a lot of corners throughout your 25 years together in this league. There are some corners, they're going to gamble, and they're going to make plays.
They're going to make some plays.
And you're going to embarrass them once in a while as well.
Yeah.
But what is, you know, you've played against great corners, both you guys through the years. What makes a great corner?
He has to have trust in the safeties. You know, you know, that's,
so
that's
when he,
the
when
bottom
he makes a mistake.
You know, a lot of times, you know, corners, they'll play very tough, and they're expecting that over-the-top help a lot of time. So you can see a defensive back, when a cornerback, he gets beat, then the first thing he looks for is that safety.
That safety, yeah.
You know, and he throws his hand, hey, where were you? You know, because...
Well, that's for television.
Yeah.
I got beat. He's like, oh, where's my safety help?
Exactly. But a lot of people that are watching these games, they don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know, he's getting beat, but he's being very physical at the line of scrimmage or at a certain distance, but you can't hit after five. But anyway, he's being physical, expecting that help from the over the top.
What makes a great corner in this league, one, is you have to understand route concepts. Right, because when you're looking at the offense, you should automatically eliminate a couple plays based off their formation. And once the number two man goes vertical or flat, that should eliminate another two off. And the smarter you are at corner, you should be able to pick up on these things, and you should know when you can gamble and when you can't based on where the running back is aligned in the backfield. These types of things, you have to be very cerebral in the National Football League when you're playing the cornerback position. Asante Samuel was one of the best corners I ever played with because he was so smart at recognizing what plays were coming. And he didn't get beat deep that much because he was calculated because of formations.
But he had somebody over the top like Dawk.
He did.
It helps to have that safety.
Exactly. Yeah. The safety is going to be a big key. And a lot of people don't see that. They're thinking that, oh, Jalen is just getting beat. You know, he's made some mistakes, you know, but, you know, cornerbacks are, they got to have
amnesia. Jalen's out of position.
Yeah, well,
everyone in Philadelphia knows that. I love Jalen.
What about last year?
He was out of position. Yeah. He was out of position last year.
Oh, by the way, and Odell Beckham Jr. is watching this tape.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, guys, you've heard me talk about the great experience I've had for years with the Burns organization. Well, they've now identified a pretty cool phenomenon at their locations. It's called the Burns Honda Original. What is a Burns Honda Original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next couple of years, and then trades it back to Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they trade in is now a Burns Honda Original, a factory certified used car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share this same story? I don't think so. Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination, South Jersey. Go visit my friends Jim McCormick and Peter Lanzavecchia to find your Burns Honda original. Visit BurnsHonda.com today and tell them Jaws, Jason, and Harold sent you. We'll be back with more of the Ron Jaworski Show with Harold Carmichael, Jason Avant, right after this.
Nah.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5, The Fanatic. Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez midday. Missanelli afternoons. Sixers and Flyers at night.
Big flat. And Eagles talk all day, every day.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
97.5. Yes! The Fanatic.
Addiction is a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care, provided with dignity and respect. Recovery Centers of America, Devon, provides the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders. And it's available right here in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number is 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in the treatment. So they built a facility in our neighborhood in Pennsylvania. And they are here to help you and your family, and they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, it's 1-800-RECOVERY. They offer specialized treatment programs for young adults, adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. And they are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
It's not just any Wi-Fi. It's streaming in every room in your house, even in the backyard Wi-Fi.
Mom, we're going to watch movies in the treehouse.
That's fine, honey.
It's Wi-Fi that lets your family stream live TV and the most free movies and shows on any device they want.
Dad, can I watch cartoons on the tablet?
How about we use it to finish your homework instead?
Oh, man.
And it's Wi-Fi that can help you save on wireless when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet.
Can we have some of that savings?
Nope, but your college fund can.
It's the best Wi-Fi experience from Xfinity that makes streaming and saving simple, easy, awesome.
Get started with Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how you can save when you include Xfinity Mobile with your internet. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Offer ends 10/28/18. Restrictions apply. Limited to the standard triple play for new customers. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Jim. I spent more than a decade as a tractor-trailer driver until I injured my shoulder at work. It was devastating. I had never been out of work before. The insurance carrier for the trucking company where I work put constant pressure on me to return to work, but I couldn't. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They referred me to top surgeons who offered the best treatment. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have settled my claim. Now I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We were already 5 inches above our normal average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter around the corner, and every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it, and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. With 0% financing until 2020, your home will be protected by quality products and the finest workmanship from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nation nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package. A new roof for 50% off, plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4-NATION.
This is Ron Jaworski. Have you ever dreamed of being a member of a prestigious country club, but thought there's no way you can afford it? Well, think again. My Downingtown Country Club has membership packages starting at $170 a month. That's right, only $170 a month. Join now, play free for the rest of the year. And just when you think it can't get any better than that, it does. Your Downingtown membership now includes all six of my signature golf courses. Visit golfdowningtown.com now.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds travel to the Meadowlands this Thursday to take on Eli Manning and the New York Giants. Looks like rain in the forecast for most of the day, leading into the 8:20 game time start. Temps will bottom out in the mid-60s by halftime and in the upper 50s by the fourth quarter.
Hey, it's Andrew Salchunas. Join me tomorrow to watch the Birds take on the G-Men on the big screen at the official Fanatic Watch Party at Sugar House Casino. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. There is plenty of free parking and a ton of prizes. Go to 975thefanatic.com for more info.
Eagles talk all day, all season, all year. 97.5 The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Ron Jaworski Show. Sit down, Lou. Sit down in front. We got all these crazy Eagle fans here having fun. Sit down, Lou. Have some fun. Get your Miller Lite and relax a little bit, all right? All right. What a show we're having. We need to put this on television. Between the breaks here and Steve and company, we got music, we got people dancing, we got people getting autographs. It's crazy, and I love it.
This is
Jason Avant, Harold Carmichael, great to have you with us. I gotta throw these numbers out there because they're staggering to me, because I am flanked by two outstanding wide receivers in the National Football League. And between them, Jason Avant and Harold Carmichael, 936 catches, 13,103 yards. Man, that's
all of those are Harold.
Jason, 4,118. Harold, 8,908.
There you go. He doubled it.
Hey, lot of numbers.
Save a lot of time.
6'8".
A lot of years. Hey, but you know they throw the ball to you a lot. We say run, run, throw. You know, so now they throw.
I want to throw some numbers out to you guys and see if you can explain them, because you know. My man Coffee over there, Jason Jones, you know, we talk about these games, we break these games down, as we look at the tape, and he digs out these stats, and we all love stats and numbers, and what do they really mean? Let me ask you guys this number, because we broke down Nelson Aguilar in the slot, and you talked about, Jason, how important that position is. Harold, you said how important that position is, the feel for running inside, reading coverage, reading linemen dropping out. You got to be smart, you got to be tough, you got to be intelligent. Let me go back to 2017. Nelson Aguilar in the slot. 54 receptions, 752 yards, third most in the NFL. 8 touchdowns, most in the NFL, 13.9 yards per reception last year. This year, 18 receptions, 154 yards, 25th in the NFL. 1 touchdown and 8.56 yards per reception. Why the fall off? Why great numbers in 17, mediocre numbers in 18?
Well, there's a few things that come to mind. First off, you know, you have Torrey Smith last year, which automatically makes the safety aware on the field. He has to go and follow Torrey Smith because of the threat vertical. So when you have that guy outside, it's going to scare the safety and scare the defensive coordinator a bunch. Also, you don't have Alshon Jeffery playing for the most of this season so far.
Yep, missed a few games.
So those numbers are going down because now the defense is going to key on the guys they're going to throw to most. So they're going to say, how are we going to stop the Eagles? Stop Zach Ertz and let's stop Nelson Aguilar. So they're having more attention, more eyes on them than normal. I believe that Nelson's can get back up to these stacks of 2017 if the Eagles can find a vertical threat outside. Hopefully Shelton Gibson can do something like that. But also, if they can call deeper pass patterns for the slot guy. Everything that Nelson's running now, it seems like it's about 5 yards down the field, and he has to make a lot of people miss in order to get yards. Last year, he was catching the deep, the basic and the deep cross and the out routes down the field, 10, 12 yards down the field, and he's getting, and he's one of the best at yards after the catch.
Yeah, now Nelson, to both you and Harold, you know, we all know in the offseason what NFL teams do. Yeah. They study and break down every tendency you have, and they take away what you do best. Yeah. You mentioned those deep crossers.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a major contribution to the Eagles' offense a year ago. Harold, you know the same thing. Deep crosses, what the defense is studying. How do we stop those plays? Okay, well, I understand that.
Yeah.
Now, how do you combat, if you're Doug Peterson, if you're Mike Groh, if you're Press Taylor, what do you do to combat this team preparing for those routes?
Well, you have to be good on the outside. You got to be good. You got to be, you know, get open on the outside. One of the points that Jason made is that Alshon was, you know, he missed a few games. So now what we're going to do is try to shut down Zach Ertz. We're going to try to shut down Nelson Aguilar, not give him those easy crossing patterns, those deep patterns. We're going to take all that away. So what we got to do is find a way to get these guys open again. How can we get these guys open? That's to work on the outside and also take them deep down the middle a lot of times. Some of those seam skinny posts down the middle, kind of loosen up that outside too for those guys to work outside.
Well, those guys have 70 catches between the two of them, Zach Ertz and Nelson Aguilar. They have 70 catches between the two of them. The problem is that they're not substantial. They're not affecting the game. Because it's hard to affect the game if you catch the ball 9 yards down the field and get tackled. Like I said, you have to be perfect playing football like that. You need some of those splash 50-yard plays, 20-yard plays that can get you out of jams at times. And part of that is Harold said in the beginning of the show, okay, before we went on air, is that you can move Nelson outside, and that's a great idea. The problem with that, in my opinion, is that Nelson is more suited playing against players that he's better than in the slot. When you go out there on the outside, you're playing against first rounders, and the margin for error is very, very short and close, you know. So he's had to make some tougher catches out there in the slot. He's going to be wide open.
Well, you know, a lot of times you can put those number one draft choices in the slot on this guy there, you know, if they know he's going to become a threat. So what you have to do is just, he's just got to get better in there. And, you know, I don't have a problem with Nelson. I think he can get open. I think he can be a threat. Again, I'm big on him being outside, having that outside threat. Again, we got Gibson out there. For some reason, he's not on the field enough. He did play the other day, made a nice catch, you know, a deep ball.
Yeah, big play.
You know, so, you know, we have to look at that and try to get these guys in the position to make these big plays.
And again, you know, we're looking at a 5-game sampling. We're not looking at a 16-game sampling. But the one thing that jumped out is, you know, I'm watching tape going, I just don't see the ball going down the field to Nelson. I mean, he's got the speed, the quickness, you know, the ability to make those plays down the field. And then you look at the tape and then you look at the number and say, you know, it's not happening this year.
But now, you know,
we got a ways to go.
You always remember, I know Dick used to say, sometimes the guy's not going to be completely open. You know, a quarterback will throw a guy open. You know, it's the way they throw the ball, the way the quarterback can put the ball. You know, it's a lot of back shoulders now. Receivers have to get body positioning on guys, too. A lot of times, the defensive back is just going to be run just as fast as you. It's going to be body positioning. Most of the time.
You know, Jason, you mentioned last year Torrey Smith was a guy that, you know, he maybe not catching a lot of balls.
He's not going to catch a bunch.
But he was a guy that was creating space.
He is.
And the one thing, as I see, you're not seeing the space that's available for even a Zach Ertz. You know, you're not getting those voids in the secondary.
Yeah.
So how do we get that back?
Well, you got to hit some plays down the field. So when you call plays, make them count. I would say run the ball, bombs over bad, throw it down the field.
Yeah, right.
So run the ball, and when you pass it, let's try to pick up 15, 20-yard chunks rather than passing, you know, to get 5 yards. We can do that running it. Mm-hmm. So let's just, you know, change our mindset when it comes to what we're trying to accomplish in the pass game, which is more yards down the field rather than the volume of pass throws.
A lot of times, you know, I look at that, I understand what you're saying about going to deep ball. But a lot of times you got to think about, let's get this first down. You know, you're looking down the field too long.
Yeah,
you know,
I hear you.
And that happened a couple of times in the past few games and stuff. We're looking too much down the field and not really waiting, you know, not throwing him open, but guys got to have that 3-yard pass. Where are we going to get? Are we 3rd and 3? Let's make sure we get the first down.
You know, the reason I say that is that just think about this league. You do yourself a disservice if you do not throw the ball down the field at least 10 times a game, because you're going to get a pass interference. And a pass interference is just as good as a 50-yard catch if you're constantly throwing it down there. Defensive backs will panic when the ball is in the air, and they're ticky-tack calling fouls.
Especially nowadays.
Exactly. So let's take advantage of this new NFL by throwing it down the field and putting the pressure on the official, and they're going to call bad calls.
You know, Jason Harrell and I played for a coach by the name of Sid Gilman.
Oh, yes.
And he is the father of today's modern-day passing game. And that, you know, he spread the field, and he believed in that. And I mean, he would come to the sideline after every series and say to Coach Shamil, Dick, you got to throw it deep. You got to throw one. And he goes, I don't even care if it's incomplete. He said, if we don't throw one go route or one deep post per corner, we're not setting up our offense.
But they wouldn't care too much about me because they knew I couldn't get open.
Yeah, they were setting you up for the shorter stuff here.
You and me both, Earl.
I knew what he could do. And the red zone. We'll get to that a little bit later. You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show, coming to you live from Riley's Pub at the Valley Brook Country Club. Oh, and I am flanked by a couple outstanding NFL wide receivers, Jason Avant and Harold Carmichael, combined for 13,103 yards. And oh, by the way, guys, we got some bonus time tonight. If you want to stick around, we're going to be out of the air till 7:20. And Jason's going to tell us about his trampoline business.
There you go, Launch Trampoline Park.
You're opening a couple more, right?
Yeah, Launch Trampoline Park in Deptford will be open in Delran and in Newark, Delaware in January.
I love to hear about it. Jason Avant got that trampoline business growing. Yep. Harold, what are you jumping around doing?
Well, I'm coming in and out of bed watching Westerns and Perry Mason and stuff.
Perry Mason.
That's in black and white, Harold.
That's calling. Rawhide.
We'll be back with more comedy, right? We'll be back. Chuckle on a little bit later with Jason Avant and Harold Carmichael. We'll be right back.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 6. The Birds are 2-3, and their first division matchup is tomorrow night with the lowly New York Giants.
After losing 2 in a row, the Birds are only slight favorites on Thursday Night Football.
Join Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 6 p.m. live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction on the Fanatic postgame show. All the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's Football Station. 97.5, The Fanatic. This Bird's Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds dropped their second straight game and fell to 2-3 after their 23-21 loss to Minnesota. They made it close in the fourth quarter, but did themselves no favors by only scoring 6 points in the first three quarters. They now face the G-Men in New York on a short week this Thursday night.
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured? Call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit injurylawyer.com.
It's that time of year again to consider replacing your old reactive windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. So delay no further and call my good friends at Guided Door and Window. You'll feel at ease with the no obligation, no pressure approach of the free in-home consultation with one of Guided's knowledgeable reps as they work to assess your needs and provide quality window and door options at an affordable price. And if you decide that Guided is the right company for you, you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of their expertly installed, highly energy efficient windows and doors without putting any money down, and you'll get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for up to 36 months. Not to mention, you'll also receive 20% instant savings off all windows and doors. So that's 20% off all windows and doors, $0 down, and 0% interest payments for up to 3 full years. But you must act now. This offer is for a limited time and restrictions apply. For full details, call GUIDA today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number is 1-877-GO-GUIDA or check them out online at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a one-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group. Your premier management company.
If all this rain lately has turned from a patter on your roof to a splatter on your floor, well, now's the time to call Roofing Nation. You can get a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Let's face it, it's been wet. We're already 5 inches above our annual average, and it's only October. There's more on the way, not to mention winter around the corner. And every drop that leaks into your home is doing costly damage. Put a stop to it and take advantage of Roofing Nation's amazing autumn offer. Get a new roof for 50% off. Plus 0% financing until 2020. That's half off the price of a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month with 0% financing until 2020. Your home will be protected by quality products and the finest workmanship from a division of Window Nation, the local company with a nationwide reputation. But you have to call now. Get this incredible Roofing Nation package, a new roof for 50% off plus 0% financing until 2020. Call now, 833-4NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. That's 833-4-NATION.
It's time to start thinking big, real big, like 10-car garage big, because the Powerball jackpot is over $282 million. So play today, because anything can happen in Jersey.
Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Oh my, welcome back everyone. The Ron Jaworski Show, obviously coming to you live from Riley's Pub at the Valleybrook Country Club. Harold Carmichael, Jason Avant, a big crowd on hand, having an absolute party. Getting ready for tomorrow night, an Eagles victory over the New York Big Blue Football Giants. And of course, we are brought to you by Burns Honda. Visit them today at burnshonda.com. Jim McCormick, Peter Lanzavecchia, and the guys will take good care of you. We are brought to you by, Xfinity. Stay connected during the biggest moments of every game with Xfinity Internet, delivering reliably fast speeds even during those peak hours when everyone's online. Learn more at Xfinity.com. Brought to you by Harrah's. Break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resort, Bally's Atlantic City, Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their new sports books. Wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Harold, you don't have one. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I worked it, Harold.
You did at one time. We're brought to you by Bradford White Water Heaters, Nick Jaffray, the wonderful people there. Thank you so much for your consistent support of this show. Bradford White Water Heaters, built to be the very, very best. And, of course, our friends at Miller Lite. We all love the folks at Miller Lite. Mark Kramer, Brandon Dalton, thank you so very, very much. Guys, tomorrow night, Thursday night football. Just, one of those... I guess I'd call it a useless stat, but we always hang our hat on them. On Thursday night football, 60% of the time, the home team wins. That's a pretty good ratio. So, we're the underdog. At least we're favored by the bookmakers, But history has shown that the visiting team doesn't win that much on a Thursday night.
Well, we still have Miracle at the Meadowlands, though. That's in our favor.
Yeah, that's right. We've done four. We've had about three or four of those. And it's a bus trip, right?
It's a bus trip. No plane, no jet lag, none of that stuff.
Yeah. I should tell you, that's a little quick trip up there.
Hey, Jason, before we went to the break, you're talking about your business, which I thought was really kind of cool. You're in the trampoline business?
Yeah, so it's pretty...
Tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. So I own a business called Launch Trampoline Park. We do trampolines, ninja warrior, rock climbing, laser tag, arcade, birthday parties, make our own pizza, corporate events. We pretty much do everything. All of our places are about 35,000 square feet.
Wow.
And we always employ local kids and train them in the workforce, starting out fresh and trying to... do our best in the community, and we're doing good, and the kids have a great time there. We're always packed during the weekends, and trying to get better and better. Open up a store in Delran and Newark, Delaware as well.
I took my granddaughter there one time. Now she wants to have a birthday party.
Yes, sir. all the time.
Jason, marketing. Yep. That's good. Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, congratulations. That's
awesome. I appreciate
that.
Thanks.
And you know, sometimes we
learn from you.
We don't. That's right. Hey, gotta keep working.
Yeah, keep working.
I retired like four times already. My wife, who's in the back there, keeps pushing out the door. Go to work.
Hey, can you guys give me a job? I want to keep working.
Harold, you never stop working.
Ever.
You always see Harold, man. He's always up to something.
Hey, Harold used to get on my nerves so much at training camp.
Oh, let's hear these stories.
Oh, my goodness. At training camp, you go out for a route, two or three patterns in a row, and Harold's like, look at the ball. I'm like, Coach Reese yelling at me. Harold's yelling at me. Harold, you shut up. I can't tell Coach Reese to shut up.
Yeah, but you know, I tell you what.
Now you know why I
stayed in your head. I stayed in your head all the time.
You did.
Look the ball into your head. You put it away. You find guys now don't do it because I'm not out there keeping it.
I tell you this. I don't curse, but Harold almost made me curse a few times.
Harold does that to a lot of people.
And Harold didn't care.
We're out at NFL Alumni Day at training camp, and it was the week. Dallas Goedert had a touchdown pass, and it was knocked away just out of his hands. And we're on the sideline, and you know Harold. He's coaching. Damn it, you got to put that ball away.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Have you guys seen Harold's hands? Harold wears like a size 7X glove.
Hold that ball. Look at that.
Right? Yeah. Most receivers in the NFL wear like a large glove or maybe a 1X glove.
But Jason,
Harold is like a 6X glove. The only person that can fit his glove, 7, is Javon Kirst. The only two people I know.
No. I'm going to correct you on that because after Javon left, they used to let me use his glove for practice. He had girl hands.
Yeah,
the gloves were too small.
Let's get cursed.
Javon had the big hand.
I don't know. I'm going to mess with Javon.
I can hardly get my hands in it. It's a myth.
Watch out.
I'm not getting into this discussion.
Let's divert this conversation back to football because there's some funny stuff going on in the atmosphere.
We are live at a bar.
We are in a bar. Let's bring it back.
We might take the show on the road.
Let's bring it back.
Okay. Hey, who do we play tomorrow night? Now there's been a lot of up in New York this week. There's been a lot of chirping going on. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. He's always got something to say, but you know they've got some weapons up there. Our defense has been, I'm a little bit shaky. Has been consistent. And you got Saquon Barkley, Odell Beckham Jr. Oh, by the way, Eli Manning is playing good football at 87 years old. He's still finding a way to get it done. But this is going to be no cakewalk up there.
It will not be a cakewalk just because we know each other so well. These two opponents go against each other two times a year. And you know every weakness that they have. Each team knows each other's weaknesses. So you can kind of throw the records out of the window, which both of them are bad as currently anyway. But when you think about the Eagles' defense, when you really consider it, yes, we've given up a lot of passing yards, but we're only giving up 20 points a game. Last year, this team averaged around 28 points a game on offense, the Eagles did. So if we can actually pick it up offensively, we'll be right there in first place or still being talked about as a Super Bowl contender. Even though we give up a lot of passing yards, people are not scoring a bunch on us. So I think that if we can get a spark offensively, the offensive line can wake up. and we can run a ball a little bit more, get a few explosive plays. Carson just—he does not like taking checkdowns. That's the thing that I love about
him.
Like,
yep.
He does not like taking checkdowns, and so the offensive line has to play better to give him more time, because there's going to be big plays made if we can have more time throwing the football.
I understand that doesn't like the checkdown, but we talked earlier about let's get the first down. Throw those three, those little dinkies right now. Third and three. You've got to get the first down. Then we come back to those deep passes.
Yeah, those.
You know, you got to look at it like that. And I understand that he likes to throw that ball down.
Listen, he wants to extend the plays longer.
You know, but he has to. We have to keep moving the football.
Well,
we can't keep going three and out.
That concept works if you're offensively sound. The Patriots are a dink and dunk offense historically. But they don't make mistakes. They don't jump off sides. They don't drop balls.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So, but we do all of the above.
We'll get better.
So you need more explosive plays to counteract the negative plays.
That stuff can be corrected.
At the moment, Jason. At the moment. And Harold, you're 100% right. Those are correctable mistakes.
They are correctable.
Incredible. Yes. Talent on this team.
They are.
And they overachieved last year winning the Super Bowl.
No.
Maybe they
did.
But a lot of teams overachieve and win the Super Bowl. And that's great. Now maybe we're underachieving a little bit right now. And I do believe in the Super Bowl hangover. I don't know what you guys think. I know there are some people think it's irrelevant. Now, Harold and I have been around this league since, 72 and 73?
71.
Year old.
Baby.
Twilight. I wouldn't even miss.
You're a twinkle.
Yeah.
I think there is a hangover. You know, and I've said it, in the, you know, Harold, Jason, you guys know it. You win the Super Bowl, everyone wants a piece of you.
Yeah.
They want your autograph. They want your picture. You're writing books. You've got personal appearances. You're doing commercials. And all of a sudden, training camp. We got to go back to work. And that's the hangover.
Yeah.
Everyone's telling you how great you are. And, hey, you're going to win it again. Of course, you nod your head. Yeah, we're going to win it again. And then you realize, opening day, there's a big target on you. Jason Avant, we want to kick your butt. You got that big old rock on your finger. Harold Carmichael, we want to kick your butt. You know, and so teams give you their best shot no matter what the situation is. So they've got to get over it.
Well, you know, it happened in 1980, even though we didn't win the Super Bowl, but everybody wanted a piece of us. You know, you get on that banquet circuit, people want to give you a $25 plaque just for you to be there.
And how
you
much? Think,
plaques don't cost that much.
Don't cost guys, that guys, the guys don't get $25 plaques anymore. Yeah,
They're not.
That was 1981.
But you know, people want to be around you. Guys want to be out there. Say, they want to show you their Super Bowl ring. They want everybody to get those pats on the back. It happens. You know, like you said, we got to some. You have to get over that.
It is
because that Super Bowl, that ring is not going to help you win the next game.
It's new success, and that's the thing. Like, we look at the teams that have historically done it. You look at the Patriots, you look at the Steelers, you look at these teams that have had prolonged success. When you win a Super Bowl the first time, it's going to take an adjustment period.
It may take
5, 6, 7 games.
Let's hope it's just five.
It may take a while. But like you said earlier, this team has the ability. They have the talent.
A lot of talent.
They're just making errors that are rookie, as sometimes rookies make. And they're all correctable. The only thing that I don't think is correctable is secondary coverage.
All right. You're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show. We're going to talk about that secondary when we come back. We are coming to you live from Riley's Pub at the Valley Brick Country Club. Jason Avant and Harold Carmichael, if you give me a $25 plaque, will come to your event. I'm promoting you, Harold.
$25.
You can have Harold Carmichael. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Ron Jaworski Show, live on 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino. Join Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Bob Cooney starting at 6 p.m. Stay for the official Fanatic watch party with Natalie and Andrew. They will have football trivia and plenty of prizes. See the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite Drafts, and $12 Miller Lite
life buckets. Plenty of free parking.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner.
Supported by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic.
I'm a real person. Real voice and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And there's more. A Geico local agent could help you with more than just auto policies, like motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance. Stop by or give them a call today.
Washing my nose, oh yeah.
I'm a shower curtain, and I do one thing. Keep water from leaking everywhere. So you see why I feel useless compared to Geico, who does so much more. Like, not only could Geico save you money, but they've been around for over 75 years. And they give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or on the Geico app. And they've got a 97% customer satisfaction rating. They do all this while I have to listen to this chucklehead. Oh, good, he stopped.
Washing my toes!
Oh, great, an encore.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Addiction is a disease, not a lapse in judgment. Patients struggling with the disease of addiction are entitled to world-class care, provided with dignity and respect. Recovery Centers of America, Devon, provides the highest quality inpatient and outpatient treatment for addiction and co-occurring mental health disorders. And it's available right here in the Philadelphia area. Their phone number is 1-800-RECOVERY. They believe that your family should be able to visit and participate in the treatment. So they built a facility in our neighborhood in Pennsylvania. And they are here to help you and your family, and they stand ready to help you with your addiction challenges. Their phone number, it's 1-800-RECOVERY. They offer specialized treatment programs for young adults, adults, and first responders, including law enforcement and military veterans. And they are in network with Blue Cross Blue Shield and other major insurance providers. Call Recovery Centers of America today at 1-800-RECOVERY or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
When you come to Robbins Diamonds in tax-free Delaware for your ring, you're going to smile and relax. It'll be something you'll always remember. Because we have more rings than you'll see in a couple of days of shopping at normal jewelry stores. And they're free to try on however, whenever you'd like. Because they're in wide-open self-serve cases. Nobody else has that. And the icing on the cake? You'll likely save hundreds because you won't have to pay any of Philly's 8% sales tax. Right here at Robbins Delaware Diamonds, the engage ring store.
Robbins Rocks!
Yeah!
Robbins Rocks!
This is Ron Jaworski. Have you ever dreamed of being a member of a prestigious country club but thought there's no way you could afford it? Well, think again. My Downingtown Country Club has membership packages starting at $170 a month. That's right, only $170 a month. Join now, play free for the rest of the year. And just when you think it can't get any better than that, it does. Your Downingtown membership now includes all six of my signature golf courses. Visit GolfDowningtown.com now.
Whether you want a career in broadcast, production, television, or digital, you will find that at Connecticut School of Broadcasting in Cherry Hill. Take it from me, gaining experience on state-of-the-art equipment is so important if you want to land the job of your dreams. Better yet, the team at Connecticut School of Broadcasting help you get a job or internship in your field. And you can graduate in a matter of months, not years. The best way to find out if Connecticut School of Broadcasting is right for you is to join me for a studio tour Wednesday, October 10th at the Cherry Hill campus. I'll be there to answer all your questions about how I got my start and what you can expect if you're looking for a career in broadcast. Don't drown yourself in student debt for a job that makes you miserable. Uncover your passion at Connecticut School of Broadcasting, Cherry Hill. Day and evening classes starting in November. Log on to GoCSB.com and reserve your spot to join me Wednesday, October 10th. GoCSB.com, Connecticut School of Broadcasting, reinventing training in broadcast media.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Relax in comfort with seats that beat the stadium. Harris Resort and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at our our new sports books. Available bets include pro and college football, basketball, baseball, hockey, and more. Place your wager on your favorites today and score your own winning record at the book. Can't make the trip? No problem. Download the Caesars Casino app through the App Store or CaesarsCasino.com and bet now. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
World champions, man.
World champions.
World champions. World champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station. Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station. Now back to the Ron Jaworski Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, my. Welcome back, everyone. It is my own show. I've lost total control of the show. Total control. This place is crazy. All right? We got Despacito playing. We got Jason flossing. I mean, I lost total control. Diane Mazzy in the background. I don't know what she's doing back there, but I'm going to leave that alone. I've lost total control. I thought this was a football show we do.
We dancing.
Oh, you're turning to every day of night. Whoa.
Jason, you got some moves, my man.
I'm trying to get it.
He's always dancing like this.
This is going to be a road show. We're going to take this on the road. We keep this up, man. All right. Well, welcome back. We better get back to football or they'll fire me, I guess.
You own the place. Yeah,
I don't own the station.
You probably pretty close to doing that,
too. Here comes Soul Man. He gave us a high time.
Soul Man.
Like a Soul Man. We got the Soul Mates. We got Miller Light Girls. It's out of control. All right. Back to football. I always make a pick, so I asked you guys a little earlier. Give it some thought. We're going to see who we like in this game. Harold, since you're the veteran of the group, I won't say oldest.
Veteran is very, 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 very.
But don't get real, we'll start with you, Harold.
Okay, I'm going to say 17-24 Philadelphia.
Nice.
You got the Eagles, as most people out there know, covering.
Covering.
We are brought to you by Harrah's, and they say break up with your bookie. So Harold's giving you the pick right now. Jason.
Bookies.
I'm going to say 28-19 Birds, right? I think we're going to get back to what we averaged last year. We're going to run the ball a little bit more, and I just think that we're going to get some big chunks in the run game.
28-19. That's yep.
19. All right.
How do you get to 19? You need a safety, a field goal, and two touchdowns.
We're going to get there.
You missed extra points all the time.
All right. Yes. 19.
I'm going to go 23-21 Eagles.
Nice.
Got to win.
Yeah, 23-21
Eagles. I actually was doing my show earlier with 6ABC, and before I went on the air, I went over the Cecily time, and I said, give me the weather forecast, because that's going to be important tomorrow night. This storm is coming through about 8:25 tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football. I mean, the wind could be howling. The rain could be coming sideways. So that will impact the game, obviously.
Well, let me just take that back. We need 13-9. No, I'm joking.
But you know, they played a couple of weeks ago.
You gotta pay attention to the rain.
They won a couple of weeks ago,
but not in consistent rain. Consistent rain for a whole night will trash the past game.
It happened
past game. Yeah,
which one?
A few weeks ago, that it rained all
the Atlanta
night.
Game.
Yeah, it rained.
It just delayed the start.
It was lightning. You don't play in lightning. You're still kind of nervous and shaky. After a lightning storm.
I don't think it rained during the game, did it? I don't know. I was up in a luxury suite. I was sitting in a luxury box.
You're right in the suburbs, right there.
What, you on the sideline, Harold? Yelling at somebody? You yelled at the wide receiver?
I was in the top row in the hood in the link right there.
I was trying to find a seat.
They were there in the suburbs in the luxury box.
Oh, and I did see you in the suites then. Yeah, that I did walk up there. Yeah.
Harold.
You're in the suites drinking.
I have friends. You know, I have friends.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I have friends.
You don't share your friends, though.
They only only have so many seats in a box.
I needed
Harold.
A seat.
There's only.
I needed a place you and Jason standing up in. Right.
You didn't want to sit with me, Harold.
We were working. We were, you know, we were working
it.
We were cataloging the game and
working it.
Yeah. All right. Oh, by the way, little update. I think Jason loves throwing his stuff at me as we're in the middle of the show. Tight end Evan Ingram's going to be out tomorrow night, and he's a tight end.
He's a problem.
Deep threat potential. So last year, 64 catches, 722 yards, 6 touchdowns. That's a pretty big numbers for a tight end. He is out. Good. That's always good.
Well, that's good. You can actually play a little bit more cover, too, because you don't have to worry about the middle of the field runner. When you see Odell Beckham and you see Shepard on the outside, you can actually roll coverage toward them in cover, too. The reason you don't play cover two a bunch is if you have a dynamic threat down the middle, and if Ingram is not playing, you can play that more, which will protect Jalen Mills a bunch.
But hopefully they don't put a good receiver in that.
Well, if you see a fast person in the middle, check out of cover two.
Yeah.
You know, you're listening to the Ron Jaworski Show with my very special guest, Harold Carmichael, Jason Avant. As I said earlier, they combined for 13,103 receiving yards. That's pretty impressive.
All Harold.
936 catches.
This man, I'm
Hall of Fame. It should be in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
Those are Hall of Fame numbers that Harold has had.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, but it's funny, as the game goes on, you see, I mean, look, I'm watching Monday Night Football with Drew Brees. Congratulations, Drew.
That was awesome.
Ridiculously incredible numbers that he put up Monday night, and, you know, by halftime he had the record. Kill the audience, I guess. Two people went to bed after directly. And by the way, what is Josh Norman doing? Driving a bubble screen to?
Well, he thought he was in cover two. It looks like.
I don't know what he was thinking, but he gave a 6-8 yard touchdown pass.
Yeah, it was real bad.
And you know, I want to throw out to you guys, because you guys obviously played a lot of downs in the NFL. What I'm seeing from the NFL now. And I did the Eagles numbers today. 75% of the time, the Eagles defense is in a sub package. In other words, 5, 6, or 7 defensive backs. So, man, you can see what offense is doing now. They're forcing you now. If you lose a Rodney McLeod, and all of a sudden you got someone else not playing as well, you're playing your 4th, 5th, and even 6th best cover corner. So, as offensive guys, you're chomping at the bit when you know that have a corner out there that wasn't on a roster day one of training camp. You're picking guys up in the season. That's got to be a good feeling when you're going down that pecking order.
Well, you know, sometimes they got that backup. You know, we looked at the Eagles team last year, and they were next man up. So sometimes you have that cornerback that's going to be the next man up or be the next guy that's going to be a starter. But, you know, again, I know what you're talking about when you've taken out your number one starter and you see a backup coming in there. Now you start licking your chops. And I got to beat this guy because he's backup.
Yeah, especially with Maddox. By the way, I think he's playing pretty good, but he's a rookie. He gets a start at safety after, you know, playing corner for most of training camp. Guy's talented. But man, he doesn't know the angles of the NFL.
Well, yeah, when you are cornered as forced to play safety, it's a totally different game. You're tackling from different spots, different angles. You have to see certain things, certain concepts and reads. It's a rush job being done. And I think the kid is talented. I'm just hoping that he doesn't lose confidence playing this position. But he's definitely a talented kid, and hopefully it works out. Now, to get back to your point with the sub packages, this is where offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators kind of make hay. If you start getting in unconventional stuff now everyone's looking for 3 receivers, 1 running back, and 1 tight end. That's like the standard across
league.
Yep. Is to be in some type of 11 personnel. If you come out with 2 tight ends, 2 receivers, and 2 or in a running back, or if you come out with 3 tight ends and 1 receiver like they did versus the Colts, it throws everyone off. And this is where creativity must come into play for the Eagles. Use some of these sub packages that defenses are playing against them by throwing personnels out there that they're not used to practicing against. And this will make the game a lot easier for our offense to generate points, and also for the defense to use it for their advantage as well.
All right, we got a couple minutes left. We're going to go to the keys to the game, and I want 1 key from each of you guys, and then I'll give you mine. So Harold, what will be the key tomorrow night up at MetLife Stadium for an Eagles victory?
I can tell you, offense and defensive line.
O-line, D-line, all right? Got to win in the trenches,
right?
Got to
win there.
Mano a mano.
One key?
If you got more, go ahead.
All right. Win the turnover battle.
You know, you win the turnover battle, you win 80% of the time.
Exactly.
Plus one or better.
Yep.
Good point.
You win the turnover battle. And no penalties. Not saying no penalties, but few penalties. Like, you can't win games in this league beating yourself. You just can't do it. Teams are too good for you to just give away games. And the Eagles have been giving away games. They've been better than the teams that they've played. It's just that they're giving them away because they're last in the league in penalties.
I'm going to be real simple, and I'll agree with Harold 50%. I think the key is going to be the defensive line. Now, I know you put both lines in there. Game's going to be played in the trenches. When you got a secondary that's struggling.
Yes.
Pass defense is about coverage.
Agreed.
Plus rush.
Yes.
This is a premier defensive line that should dominate this offensive line of the Giants that has struggled. To me, it's about the defensive line wearing the hat tomorrow night at MetLife Stadium. That will guarantee, in my opinion, an yes. Eagles victory. Knock Eli down. Give him time.
I think Fletcher's going to go crazy tomorrow.
Ooh, I like it. Harold's got him going up.
That'd be awesome. You need those types of things when you're doing this. You need it because if the coverage is not playing well, just like you said, the defensive line can negate all of that by getting
home. Mask those deficiencies. And I want you, speaking of crazy, I want you guys back because you guys have been absolutely fantastic. Jason Avant, Harold Carmichael, thank you so much for appearing here on the Ron Jaworski Show. As you can tell, live from Ronnie's Pub with all these wackies we got here. We love them all. We have fun every show. Thank you, Harold Carmichael, Jason Avant. Hey, and next week we'll be coming to you live from the Running Deer 7 Tap Tavern. Oh, I got Brian Baldinger as my guest and Brent Selleck. So join us down at Running Deer next Wednesday.
You know, a couple of weeks from now with the Otho Davis Foundation.
The Otho Davis, of which Harold is on that board, the Otho Davis Foundation, named in honor of Otho Davis, one of the great athletic trainers in the history of the NFL. Harold, you're on that board, so we will be coming to you live in a few weeks from there.
From the Otho Davis. And we're celebrating Brian Dawkins' enshrinement in the Hall of Fame also.
Yeah,
so that's going to be a great night. Everybody come out and watch us work.
And Harold, thank you. And Jason, thanks for the great work you guys both do in the community. Love y'all. See you next week.